Morning, everyone.
早晨，大家好。
How's everybody?
大家好吗？
How's the weather is better today?
今日嘅天气咁好。
Hopefully, we can all enjoy the sunlight after the service after lunch.
崇拜午饭之后，我哋可以享受阳光。
COVID has not only impacted our life and our emotional state, the health situation around the world, but also spiritually.
这个疫情不单止影响我们的生活、我们的情绪、我们的焦虑、各地方的健康，并且影响我们的灵性。
I have felt and observed that our souls are tempted to be sluggish and our emotions tempted to feel numb. We are less motivated to read our Bibles, pray, and to spend time with God.
正如我感受到又观察到，我们的灵命很呆滞，我们的情绪很麻木，我们又不是很想读圣经，又不是很想祈祷，又不想跟神一起，所以是很困难。
It is particularly in these times where we don't have the grace to meet together physically that we need to be vigilant over our faith.
因为我们没有团契，彼此之间那个恩慈，所以我们更加要保持我们的信仰。
Over the past few months, without much planning, I have found myself again engaged in several conversations about the health of the church and especially the health of Chinese churches in Canada.
在过去几个月，我有机会有几次跟其他人讲到加拿大华人教会的健康。
Because of COVID, on one hand, I can see how the Lord would redeem this time to teach the church how to be a church.Without a building, because we are forced to connect outside of Sundays, through Zoom chats or message or phone calls.
因为由于这个疫情，虽然我们是被迫通过这个视像的倾偈啦、通消息啦，或者用电话在主日以外的时候彼此联络，但我看到神在今次呢，是好像重新计划，教会是不需要建筑物都可以成立教会。
But at the same time, I've heard from pastors of other churches that there is less engagement from congregation members who are no longer connected to the church through engaging in video services like this or virtual fellowship. There are less and less people engaged.
亦都是同时呢，我在其他教会的牧师那里知道呢，因为教会只是靠视频或者是网上来到团契联络，那也都很难呢是建立教会那个参与度。
For Chinese churches, in these conversations, I grieve the typical struggles of Chinese churches, but yet I'm grateful that during the past 10 years, from what I've experienced, 3 years with you, and hearing about the years before, that the Lord has blessed our church to escape from many of these pitfalls.
因为我虽然是觉得很悲伤，但是也都很感激过去三年同你们一起啦，听翻以前你们大家崇拜啊、教会聚会的那些情况呢，知道呢神很祝福我们的教会。
These pitfalls include division between EM and CM, the controlling of CM over the young believers so that many of them leave the church, the stagnation of growth, and even the slow exodus.The leaving of young believers from Chinese churches so that there is rarely anyone over the age of 30 in EM.
咁亦都係我哋教会係冇其他教会咁多嘅问题，好似中英文部之间係有分歧啦，中文部管轄好多青年嘅信徒，令到青年人咧结果係要离开教会啦，并且教会增长咧係停滞咗，咁以致咧嗰啲年青嘅信徒咧，慢慢亦都离开教会。咁英文部结果咧就冇一个系多过30岁。
Conversely, by the grace of God, although we are not perfect as a church, we have seen growth in all of these areas, all of them. Praise God.
但系我哋仍然系赞美神，因为靠住神嘅恩典，我哋嘅教会虽然唔完美。但是在很多这些情形之下呢，我们都看到我们有成长的，所以赞美神。
I feel that because we are doing relatively healthier as a church, we need to be even more vigilant. Not only because of COVID, but because of complacency in thinking that, you know, we're not doing too bad compared to other churches. It's okay, we're doing well. we become complacent.
但係另一方面，我哋覺得雖然我哋教會唔錯，而且都幾健康嘅教會，但係我哋更加需要防止呢一種自滿嘅心態。
And this is why I pick the passages from 1 Thessalonians as our passage for this morning.
所以我特別因為咁嘅感受嚟到揀呢個帖撒羅尼加前書呢一段嘅經文。
The church in Thessalonica is a church very dear to the Apostle Paul.
保罗咧系好爱帖撒罗尼加嘅教会。
This is one of the most tender and pastoral letters of all of his letters. Paul loved this church.
喺保罗所有嘅教牧书信里边，呢一封系非常温柔嘅书信。
Now, of course, Paul loved all the churches, but this is one of the churches that caused Paul the least headaches, unlike the churches in Galatia.Unlike the church in Corinth.
是保罗当然是爱所有的教会，但是帖撒罗尼加的教会比他是最少头痛的问题，而即是不是好像很多问题的教会，例如加拉太教会和哥林多教会。
One can even say that the Thessalonian church was Paul's little baby, because literally, Paul writes this letter shortly after he and his fellow missionaries were driven out of the city after some had converted.
可以講得帖撒羅尼加教會是保羅的屬靈的嬰孩，因為很快他在那裡就被趕出城，離開城之後他寫這封信回去。
And because they were driven out, they were unable to further disciple the believers, to teach them the Bible, to model for them how to follow Christ.
因为他们没有办法和门徒一起，那他没有办法教他们圣经，并且成为他们的榜样。
The Thessalonians were spiritual babies left alone, and Paul wanted to tell them how much he desired to be with them in order to nurture them in the faith.
实际上呢，帖撒罗尼加教会好像是一个被遗弃的属灵的婴孩一样，那保罗呢，想告诉他们，他是多想和他们一起。
This morning, the two...Lessons that I would like us to highlight from these passages are the following.
咁今日咧，我係想大家實際考慮學到一啲嘅嘢，係以下嘅兩點。
Number one, life on life discipleship is essential for the spiritual growth and protection of younger believers.
第一點咧，就係生命影響生命嘅門徒訓練咧，對於靈命嘅成長同埋保護年青嘅信徒咧，係最重要。
The way to achieve discipleship is putting love and intimacy between leaders and younger believers at the center. Love and intimacy between them. The relationship is very close.
另外呢，要实现这个目标，领袖和会众之间呢，一定要很有亲密，很相爱，大家彼此相爱相亲为中心。
In the end, I will share some practical considerations under two headings.
最后呢，我是会和大家分享一些很实际的考虑。
Practical considerations between leaders and brothers and sisters.
第一呢，就是牧师和会众之间。
And practical considerations between Christian parents and their children.
另外呢，就是父母和子女之间。
Like our church, the Thessalonian church was doing relatively well, but Paul wanted to exhort them to keep doing what they're doing, continue to remain vigilant in the faith.
其实同我哋一样，帖撒罗尼加嘅教会佢嘅情况系相当唔错，但保罗咧想劝勉佢哋继续追求，保持佢哋嘅信仰。
We also need the same encouragement during COVID.And self-isolation, and God willing, when God allows our churches in Vancouver to meet in person again. We need the same encouragement.
我们其实也同样需要这种的鼓励，在疫情里面，我们自我隔离的时候，直到神容许我们能够再次彼此面对面的相见。
Let's pray before we begin.
我们开始之前，请低头祈祷。
God, we ask that you would impress by your Holy Spirit.Your word on our hearts.
天父，我们愿意你藉着圣灵将你的话语深深刻在我们的心里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me read the passage here in chapter 2 on the PowerPoint in front of you.
在影像那里，我们看到帖撒罗尼加前书第二章第十七至第十八节。
First in English. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us.
第二章第17-18节话：弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法，只很愿意见你们的面，所以我们有意到你们那里。我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。
As I mentioned, Paul and his missionary partners had preached the gospel about Jesus' death and resurrection to save people from their sin in this city of Thessalonica.
正如我提到，保罗同佢嘅宣教嘅伙伴咧，系向帖撒罗尼加嘅人咧，系宣讲咗耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活。Some
people listened and believed and turned away from their sins to follow Jesus.
有啲人听咗之后咧，就相信，并且咧系远离罪恶，而且咧跟随主。And
like most of what's happened in church history in the past 2,000 years, God's people were always persecuted for their faith, and these missionaries were driven out, leaving these young believers alone.
就好似教会嘅历史，大多数嘅例子，过去2000年咧，神嘅子民咧，通常都因为信仰咧嚟受到逼迫，宣教士咧被赶出城外。
Paul was afraid that these young believers would misunderstand, like children abandoned by parents, that these believers might think their parents had abandoned them.
但是保罗很担心，就是这些年轻的信徒会误解，以为他们被抛弃，被属灵的父母抛弃。So
Paul in this letter emphasized again and again in the verses that we just read in verse 17, he says, we endeavored more eagerly with great desire to see you. We wanted to come.
所以保罗在这封信一次又一次地强调，他说我们极力想法子，很愿意见你们的面。And
then Paul says in chapter 3, again the PowerPoint passage, next passage, therefore when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith so that no one may be moved by these afflictions. You yourselves know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain.
在帖撒罗尼加前书3:1-5，保罗说：我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典。 打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上作神执事的，或者系与神同工的提摩太前去，坚固你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动。因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了。你们也知道。
Then Paul shares this spiritual insight regarding Satan's involvement.
保罗在这里有一个分享他属灵的见解，就是关乎撒旦参与事工。Paul
explains that when they were driven out of the city by persecutors, it was Satan who did it.
保罗解释说，他们被驱逐离开帖撒罗尼加城的时候，实在是撒旦在迫害。Satan
led these persecutors to drive these spiritual leaders away from young believers so that the young believers would be left spiritually defenseless and would be tempted away from the faith.
其实是撒旦带领这些逼迫，令到属灵的领袖要离开这些年轻的信徒。
In other words, Satan knows that younger believers need older believers to spend a lot of time with them and spend time with them face to face, caring for them, praying for them, checking up on them. Let them see the older believer's life. They need that.
其实保罗是很知道，撒旦也知道。 是年轻的信徒，很需要年长的信徒亲自咧同佢哋经历生命里边 一段嘅時候，喺長啲時候裏邊關顧佢哋啦，為佢哋祈禱啦，問候佢哋啦，教導聖經啦，甚至咧係做佢哋嘅榜樣。
And this is why Paul kept praying day and night in chapter 3, verse 10, so that we may see you face to face, face to face, okay, face to face, and supply what is lacking in your faith.
所以就是保罗在三章第十节这样讲，他说我们彻夜昼夜切切的祈求，就是要见你们的面，是亲自见到你的面，补满你信心的不足。
How do you hinder discipleship?How do you prevent believers from growing? Simple. You take the Christian leaders away. That's what you do. Separate the relationship. That's it. That's what you do.
咁我哋點樣阻礙門徒訓練咧？簡單嚟講，就係將嗰啲領袖帶走，等佢哋冇得同呢啲信徒一齊。
Again, point one: life on life discipleship is essential for the spiritual growth and protection of young believers. But Satan tries to hinder this.In this case, through persecution.
在第一点里面，就是讲到生命是影响生命，这个门徒训练呢，是对于保护年轻的信徒，同埋令到他们的灵性成长是至关重要。但是撒旦总是试图经过啲逼迫来到阻止这个情况。
Now again, I want to emphasize, when I say life on life discipleship, I don't simply mean that I live a faithful life,and then other believers watch me from afar and imitate. I don't just mean that.
我講生命影響生命嘅時候咧，就唔係話年青嘅信徒喺遠遠睇住我咁好嘅榜樣咧，咁就嚟學我啦。我唔係咁嘅意思。
I mean, we have a relationship. You know about me. You know about my kids. You know about my family. I know about you and your family. We know each other. We know what we like. We know what we dislike.We rub off of each other, that kind of thing. Close relationship, that's what I mean. Life on life discipleship.
生命影响生命呢，就不是从远处观看，乃是有一个很亲密的关系，好像你认识牧者的家庭，他的小孩子，他又认识你的家庭，你的难处，你的小孩子，大家有一个很亲密，相亲的关系。
It is easy today in our individualistic Western culture to think that we can just live our own life, do our own thing,regarding the faith, and we're reminded that all believers, especially younger believers, need older believers to be with them.
咁喺呢个咁注重个人主义嘅西方文化里边咧，我哋好容易咧自己自行自素，自己中意做自己嘅嘢，自己过住自己嘅生活，甚至喺信仰方面都系咁。但其实我哋好需要提醒所有嘅信徒，尤其是年轻嘅信徒，更加需要年长嘅信徒。
We need others to help us in our faith, or we will likely be led astray. Likely, very likely.
所以我哋好需要人哋帮助我哋坚固我哋嘅信仰，唔系咧好容易我哋就被引诱系离开。
Now that's kind of what happened. Paul and his companions were driven away, and Paul understands human nature. Very, very, especially when we think in our Chinese culture, it's so easy to be misunderstood. Misunderstanding, so easy. He understands this.
即保罗咧就系好了解呢一点啦，尤其是我哋中国嘅文化咧，都误解人哋咧系大家有啲误会咧系好容易发生嘅。
Think about it. Paul went, preached the gospel, they came to faith, and now he's gone.
咁啊，你谂下，保罗嚟到传福音，咁佢哋信咗啦，咁而保罗即刻就走咗啦。
The Thessalonians might have thought, does Paul even care? Does he just want to make converts, grow a big church, and then just leave? Is that what he wants?
咁啲帖撒羅尼加嘅信徒咧，好容易有誤會嘅，就會話即係保羅嚟到傳福音，咁咁短嘅時候，然後走咗啦。咁佢係咪即係想整間大教會咁啊走咧？咁我哋而家點啊？咁
，You see, so much of our faith, especially when we first came to know Christ, is wrapped up in the Christians that we know and how they treat us. So much of it.
我哋初初你谂翻起你初初信主嘅时候，其实咧你嘅受影响咧就比其他旁边嘅基督徒咧系好大嘅影响。
What is one of the top reasons when you talk to a Christian who no longer goes to church why they don't go？
如果你问一个基督徒吓，点解佢哋会离开教会嘅咧
？They were hurt。
因为佢哋受咗伤害。
Isn't that what happens? They were hurt. They feel like there's hypocrisy. I don't want to be part of the church.
佢哋咧就係、是、可能係講出話，因為佢哋受咗傷害，裏邊咧好多虛偽嘅嘢。
Conversely, I think back to when I was a young believer, when I came to faith when I was 11, and I think about the Nelson family in my life.
我諗起我十一歲信主嘅時候咧，我記得有一個特別嘅家庭，呢、这個叫 Nelson 嘅家庭影響我。
Brian Nelson was the pastor, my pastor when I was a teenager.
我十即係青少年嘅時候咧，我個牧師叫做 Brian Nelson。
I saw him. I saw Liz, who because of cancer coming back, she's gone to the Lord now. Liz, and I saw the way that they raised their daughters. I saw the way that they pursued the faith, and I thought that's the real deal. I want that in my life. I want that.
因為我認識我嘅牧師，咁又睇到佢係一個點樣嘅為人，然後佢嘅太太 Liz 咧點樣有癌症之後啊翻到嚟屋企，咁跟住咧佢而家已經離開世界啦，同埋佢哋點樣係教育佢哋嘅女，令到我覺得話呢啲係真實嘅基督徒，我將來都要成為咁樣嘅基督徒。
How did the Apostle Paul seek to bring the relationship back close? How did he do that?
保罗点样将佢同埋嗰啲信徒嘅关系拉紧呢
？He understood a very important truth, and that's point two this morning. That the centerpiece of discipleship is love and intimacy between the leaders and the church family.
咁喺第二点里边咧，就系保罗好清楚知道，为咗实现呢个门徒训练嘅核心咧，教会嘅领袖同教会嘅家庭之间要彼此相爱相亲。这个爱是很重要。
This love is seen in point A, the desire and longing to be with young believers to guide them to obey Christ.
这个爱呢就是在这一点很渴望很期待跟这些年轻的信徒在一起引导他们信服基督。
This love is also seen in B, the sharing of their life and heart.
在第二点呢就是这一种的关系呢就是同要同他们分享他们的生命和他们的心灵。
Listen to Paul's, what Paul writes in chapter 2, verse 8.
我们看看圣经怎么讲，第二章第八节。
We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well.
第八节说，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所痛爱的。
He said to them, he told them what he really thought.
他告诉他们听他真是怎么想。
He shared with them how he really felt.
他跟他们分享他心里面的感受。
He told them his real struggles, real struggles.
他告诉他们听他真是里面有很多的挣扎。
He asked for real prayer requests, real.Real, not just pray for me in general that I will be close with God. Real prayer requests.
他是真的要求他们很诚恳、很真实的为他们祈祷。
And this love is seen in point C, parental love, like a parent.
这一种爱呢就在父母里面我们看到这一种爱。
Now, I won't read this passage for the sake of time. I want to display it on the PowerPoint, if that's okay.
即我不会再读这一段那么多的经节，但是大家在视频上应该看到。
But to describe it, three aspects. Number one, a mother's tenderness.
是有三方面的。第一，是好像母亲那种的温柔。
Especially to a young baby, especially.
尤其是对是抱在手里面的 BB。
Number two, a father's exhortation and urge.
第二呢就是好像父亲那种的劝勉和督促。
And number three, joy and pride over their spiritual children.
第三点呢就是对他们自己小孩子那种的喜悦和对他们那种自豪、骄傲。
There's much more that can be explained from the scriptural point of view, but what I want to emphasize is that God remedied this distant relationship by emphasizing and demonstrated how much he loved them. This is how he brought it together.
在圣经的研究角度其实很多细节都还可以解释的，但是我们值得可以想一下，就是保罗透过这些强调证明他是多爱他的信徒。
Speaking about a love between parents and children, Abraham Lincoln, right? He said, love is the chain whereby to lock a child to its parents. That's love, bring them together.
林肯總統曾經講過，佢話愛就係好似一條鎖鏈咁，將父母同兒女係鎖埋、綁埋一齊。
Note, it's not authority. It's not authority that brings parents and children together. It's love. Love.
即唔係因為你做父母有權力，咁你就可以咧將你啲細路拉埋你嗰度，乃係因為你愛佢哋。
In the case of discipleship, Paul knew that they needed to be close and share life together.
由生命影響生命嘅門徒訓練咧，保羅知道佢哋一定要做到呢度呢一點咧，係要相愛相親。
In order for this to happen, they needed intimacy and love like that of parents to their children.
呢一種嘅親密嘅關係就好似父母愛兒女一樣。
And Paul had such a love for the congregation.
而保羅咧係對佢嘅會眾有呢一種嘅愛。
You know, a side comment, just think about it for a second. There were people in the congregation Paul's own age. Does it make sense? Like he was probably middle age, and there were middle age people in the congregation. Think about that. And he called them his children. Isn't that? Think about that relationship. It's kind of like a unique relationship. Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay. Acceptable.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's, we should all have. Thank you, Auntie Jane. We should all have Auntie Jane's attitude. Yeah.
即係保羅咧，就喺教會裏邊，當然有啲人係同佢一樣嘅年紀嚇。喺帖撒羅尼加教會裏邊咧，保羅可能係中年人啦。咁嗰度亦都有啲中年嘅或者係更加成長嘅會眾，但係佢當佢哋好似係佢屬靈嘅孩子一樣。
It gets even more awkward between me and you. Just think about that for a second. Anyway, for church leaders, now practical considerations. Practical consideration. We got to wrap up.
喺實際嘅應用，我哋點樣嚟到應用呢啲所學嘅呢？
God's call for us to make disciples is by means of a close relationship with our people as church leaders. Close relationship.
神呼召我哋去訓練門徒，係要經過我哋同佢哋之間弟兄姊妹嗰種親密嘅關係。
Our calling is not just to run programs, or to run a service, or to run a Bible study. Those ministries help facilitate a close relationship.
我哋嘅呼召唔係淨係做一啲例行嘅程序啦，或者為佢哋服務啦，或者查經呢啲事工嘅目的咧，都係令到我哋嘅關係更加緊密。
We need to be reminded of this, especially since it is tempting, again, to compare ourselves with other churches. You know, our church is growing in numbers. You know, there are young people. Is that enough? It's not. Close relationship. That's the goal.
我哋咧係有呢個危險，特別要需要提醒嘅，就唔好同一啲成功嘅大教會比較，因為我哋教會已經成長緊，人數多啲，咁我哋好多年青嘅會眾，咁我哋好容易咧就同嗰啲大嘅教會比較。
For us as church leaders, we need to ask ourselves, do I see myself as a shepherd, almost like a parent to my people?
我哋特别系要提醒教会嘅领袖，我哋有冇睇自己系牧羊人呢？
Do I find myself willing to open my life up and my heart up to my people? They know my vulnerabilities, my weaknesses. I'm willing to admit it and share it with them.
我哋做教会嘅领袖，愿唔愿意开放自己嘅心灵，系以高嘅透明度，让会众认识我哋呢
？We need to。
我哋好需要咁样做。
That's how the church grows。
教会就系咁样嚟到成长。
For older believers, I want to speak with older believers. That's maybe closer to retirement in age. Older believers。
我特别系向嗰啲成长甚至接近退休嘅弟兄姊妹。
I want to encourage you. Don't retire.From discipling younger believers.
我哋唔好从训练年轻啲嘅门徒喺嗰度方面嚟到退休。
We need your experience and your guidance for our young adults.
特别系年轻成长嘅弟兄姊妹都好需要你哋嘅经验。
We need your advice. We need your prayers. We need your example. We want to hear the stories of how you overcame faith struggles.
我哋好需要你嘅建议啦，你嘅祈祷，你嘅榜样，同埋你点样克服喺属灵里边、生活里边嗰种嘅困难。
I think about the Pi Fellowship event that Ken Chan had helped us organize and invited some CM older brothers and sisters to share. That was really great.
我咧係諗起陳弟兄 Ken Chan， 佢負責派英文部嘅團契嘅時候咧，佢請咗啲中文部嘅弟兄姊妹，成長嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到分享。
And then several people mentioned to me afterwards how helped they were, especially when the CM, you know, uncles and aunties were sharing about struggles, especially regarding struggles with health and struggles with their job. When they shared that, they were really comforted and encouraged.
有完咗團契之後，有幾個青年人同我講，佢哋因為中文部嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到分享，佢哋特別分享到佢哋身體上嘅健康嘅困難啦，工作上嘅掙扎啦，同埋神嘅信實嘅時候，佢哋都好得到幫助。
I encourage you to make yourself available for young adults.
所以我好願意弟兄姊妹嚟到幫助年青嘅信徒。
As I was personally reflecting on Paul's example, I was very challenged. Because on a regular level, I think for me as a pastor, I can at least of my own strength do my job duties every week. I think I can do that. Like I can just kind of, I'm pretty disciplined. I can do that. That I can do.
在個人方面，我即係諗到保羅嘅榜樣嘅時候咧，我都得到好大嘅挑戰，因為從平常嘅角度嚟講，靠住我自己嘅努力咧，我覺得我係一個好稱職嘅教會領袖，係盡責而到做好我所有嘅職務。
But love is difficult.
但係愛人嚇，愛係一件好困難嘅事。
You know, just going off script, because as I was sharing and praying, it just impressed on me things that have happened in the past. I think back to Willingdon Church.
在我预备这个讲章的时候，我想回我以前在 Willingdon 教会的侍奉。
And honestly, I didn't really want to leave that church. I didn't want to leave. They were my people, they were my family.
其实老实讲，我是不想离开那间教会，因为我跟他们是很亲的，是我的子民，是我的我的羊。
They threw a farewell party for me.
他们为我举办一个欢送会。
Now, the Chinese, the Mandarin speaking believers, they were very affectionate. They've always been very affectionate, very affectionate.
讲普通话的讲国语的会众呢都是很热心的。
So when I went to the Mandarin ministry, you won't believe it, but it actually happened. They lined up to say goodbye, and most of them gave me a hug. Like they lined up, like literally like 30, 40 people lined up, and I was like, okay, thank you so much. 多谢大家, you know, it's like, and then they hugged me. They hugged me to say goodbye. Like anyway, that's Mandarin group.
在那個普通話的會眾，在那個歡送禮那裡，三四十人排隊，一個個這樣走來，有很多還攬著我，很不捨得我走。
The Cantonese group.
廣東話那些呢?
They didn't do that.
他們就沒有這樣。
No, although the aunties did.
那些女士呢, 就有。
But they said to me, with tears in their eyes, some of them, they said,Pastor James, 你走啦，唔好走啦。And then they're like, 我哋好挂住你噶。No, I'm serious. That's what they said. I'm serious. I really miss you. Are you leaving now? Oh, I really miss you. You have to go? I can't believe you're leaving. And they hugged me.
So you heard it both?
You heard it both, yeah. But my point is, I just, as I think about that, I really hope, and not just with me and you, but church leaders and each other, like, can we have that relationship?Earlier, like, does it have to be when God calls me to a different, you know, that we can have, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like all that time, I didn't know that's how much they cared about me. And then even the men, they were like, oh, Pastor James, 好掛住你啊. Of course, they weren't hugging because that's kind of not manly, but, you know.
即我希望我今日同大家的會眾的關係好似喺 Willingdon 教會嘅時候歡送禮嗰種嘅親切，嗰種嘅彼此愛慕，嗰種個唔捨得，唔好等到真係我要走啦，離開眾恩堂啦，咁然後大家先話俾我聽，其實我好唔捨得你㗎，啊你唔好走啦，你留翻喺度啦，咁即係我哋可唔可以早啲就有呢一種彼此相愛嘅關係呢
？And in reverse, as a leader, a couple of weeks ago.I drew up everyone in my ministry, like all of you, by name, and I just looked at each name and I reflected on it.
好，幾個禮拜前咧，我將我哋教會嘅會眾 係領袖嘅都係寫低曬個名，然後每一對住每一個名咧嚟到深思。
And I started thinking, who am I close with, like relationship wise, friendship relationship.
我咧就諗下邊個同我係最親密咧。
So then I went close, close, moderate, far. They probably don't like me. You know, I'm like categorizing each name in the church. I mean, all of you, without embarrassing anyone. No one by name, obviously. But in my mind, I'm doing this off the list.
我咧就將教會所有每一個人嘅名咧都寫低落嚟，然後咧就分類。啊，呢啲同我好親嘅，啊呢啲啊麻麻啦，啊呢啲同我唔係好親嘅。哇，呢啲或者根本都唔中意我添。咁咧，我一路咁樣分類嘅時候，即係當然我唔會提到大家嘅名啊，但我確係咁樣做。
I want to move our relationship from here to here, okay? From here to close.By God's grace.
我願意靠著神嘅恩典，由嗰啲甚至唔係好中意我或者同我麻麻地關係嗰啲，大家都能夠好彼此親愛，係彼此係親密嘅關係。
Yeah, I think of one brother that was here in my previous church, and then by the end of there was a lot of misunderstanding. Like it was, you know, in meetings we would just kind of argue, but then somehow he's just become a dear brother.I just can't explain it, and I know that that is a work of God, and that is what I desire for all of our church leaders and our people, to have that kind of relationship.
是以前在一个教会曾经有一个弟兄呢跟我的关系确是非常之不好，他很不喜欢我，我们整天呢都好像顶嘴这样，但结果呢靠着神的恩典，最后他成为一个很亲密的弟兄。我愿意我们教会的领袖和我们的会众之间能够有那种那么彼此相爱，那么透明度高的亲密关系。
Practical considerations for Christian parents.
是对于基督徒的父母，是我有些是提议你们在应用上是可以考虑。
For those with young children, I know that the natural pressures of life are enough to bog us down, but I invite you to remember the call.
是我对于家里有小孩的父母，我们的生活的压力呢令到你呢是很沮丧，但是你要记得神对你的呼召。
The call is to raise up our children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
我们知道这个呼召，神是要我们在祂的教导之下，祂的训练里面来到养育我们的小孩。
Our children are not yet believers. They need to be led by us to the faith.
我们小孩子很多个都是未信耶稣的，那他们需要我们的引导来到信主。
No baby is born a Christian. Well, except maybe John the Baptist and Jesus. Anyway, you know, but no baby, generally speaking, is born a Christian.
在我们普通人之中，是没有一个生出来的 BB 就已经是立志信主。
Every child needs to hear the gospel over and over again and see the gospel lived out by their parents. Every child needs that.
每一个小孩都需要不停不停地听到福音的故事，并且在他父母的身上看到基督徒的榜样。
We need to mind our discipleship in the home.
我们在家里面都要注重这个门徒训练。
We need to reestablish and try again in family worship and intentional spiritual conversations. Try and try again. We have to try.
我们应该要不断的尝试，不断不怕失败地继续的尝试，建立家的家庭崇拜，同埋我哋嘅分享呢，是要有目标的，是一些属灵的分享。
I think back to a Chinese church in the area where during the youth group there were 20 youth of that age. To this day, only about 3 are following Christ. 3 of 20. The other 17 don't follow Jesus. They grew up in church. 20 youth, same age. 3 follow Jesus today. Only 3.
我记得在个年轻团契里面呢，曾经有20个青年人参加，但是只是20个之中只有3个是愿意跟随主、信主。
We need to put effort in discipleship. And I know, I understand, I'm talking to the parent, I understand, I'm a parent too, I understand your life, my life different, your child, my child different, I understand that. We have to try, we have to.
我都是有个小孩，你们也都是有小孩，但是我真的明白那种的困难， 但係亦都知道要不斷嘅試，不斷嘅嘗試，絕對唔能夠放棄。
Because in my previous ministry, there were middle-aged parents coming to me to ask me how I can lead their children back to faith. And I could not do anything because it was too late. Because they were in their 20s and I couldn't do anything.
在我以前的侍奉里面呢，是有很多中年的父母曾经来找我，问我可不可以是牧师亲身去将他们的细路已经二十零岁了带回来教会，坚固他们的信仰，是没可能的事。
But we can learn from that. And I'm a young parent, you're a young parent, and I'm willing to be present to share with you and to share with you our struggles, but also to share with you, to walk with you, to disciple your children.
是，我知道这个是很困难的，但是我们在年轻夫妇之间，我很愿意和你们一起的同行，大家分享困难，并且我愿意支持你们来到是带领小孩子向他们传福音。
And older, parents with older children. Okay, now, I want to talk about that.
是如果你的小孩子是青少年了。
They're in their 20, they're in their teens, they're in their 20s, maybe 30s.
甚至他们是20-30岁了。
Just because you think they won't listen to you anymore doesn't mean that God won't use you. It doesn't mean that.
就算这些青年人再不听你讲话了，但是不是代表神就放弃不用你来到引导他们。
Yeah, the other day, during Sunday school, Steph, she had mentioned a really good categorization with parents with older children should be more of a coach or a friend or a cheerleader. That's very appropriate. That's the attitude to have.
Hi, Stephanie, 在主日学的里面呢，曾经提过中年的父母，他们有二三十岁的小孩的时候，他们是应该似是一个运动场的教练，就不是一些很有权威的父母。
Young adults need you as spiritual guidance as parents because they have not experienced how to follow God in marriage, they have not experienced parenting, they have not experienced facing financial hardship, they have, most of them have not experienced losing a significant job, they have not experienced health problems, they have not experienced office politics or possibly great betrayal from a friend. You have...You walk with God, they need you.
当我们的小孩子 是青年人的时候，二三十岁，他们根本呢是没有经历过在婚姻上，或者是养育儿女方面，或者是经济有过困难，或者他们的工作有困难，或者他们有健康的问题，或者在他们经历办公室里面那些的政治问题，或者朋友背叛他方面，他们都没有这些经验，他们是很需要你在旁边来到引导教导他们。
I would like to gently share some advice from as a young adult myself, how you can communicate with your older children better.
Okay. 我是想跟大家有些提议，正如我都是一个青年的牧者，跟一些中年的父母是有些提议。
Tell them you are proud of them.
告诉他们你是对他们很自豪，很骄傲。
And be specific.
特别是要很专注地讲出他们的独特处。
If they get a 97%, congratulate them and don't say anything more.
如果他们在考试那里只得97分，就不要再讲任何的说话，是应该是赞赏他们。
Do not say, I know you want to say it, do not say,What happened to the three? Do not say that. Don't. You'll ruin your relationship. Don't.
我知你是会很受引诱，想说为什么拿不到那三分啊？
Now, you can say that to God. Yeah, God, what happened to the 3% from my child? But don't say it to your child. Trust me, it's not going to work.
你可以将你的困惑跟神讲，向他倾心吐意，但你不可以在个细路仔面前说为什么你拿不到个三分。
Second thing, give less criticisms and more positive encouragement in decisions that you approve of.
如果大家已经是父母已经决定了一些的决定是你都同意的，就不要再在那里批评，是多一些积极的鼓励。
So I'll give you an example. Suppose your child just graduated from high school and they're considering, and they're about to graduate and they're applying to university.
譬如说他们中学就来毕业了，他们想申请大学。
And there is University A and University B, or College B. You're like, College? No, B. But let's, okay, two choices.
他们有两个选择，第一呢就去大学，第二呢就去那些比较低一层次的都是叫大学，不过呢就不是高尚学府的大学。
学院 is like college, just, you know, college, it's, I don't, you know.Right? Is it,
学院,
is it? 学院,
yeah,
in Chinese?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so, and then they're thinking that, and you as a Chinese parent, you go, no, don't go to college. Go to university. You're thinking in your mind.
可能做父母的就很想个小孩子去那些大学那里，就不是去学院。
Most of you will say, don't go to the college. You'll say to the kid, don't go to the college. There's no future in the college. It's not recognized. Don't go. That's what you will say.
你很容易呢就引诱就会说不要去学院那里，他们是没那么厉害，不合格，你应该去大学才厉害。
My advice is you ask them, oh, son or daughter, why do you want to go to the college? And why do you want to go to the university?
或者你应该先跟他们坐下冷静一点，问一下他们为什么要去学院，或者为什么要去这间大学。
And then they might say, well, some of my friends are going to the college.
他们或者说因为我的朋友都去了那间学院。
And I only have one friend going to the university.
我只不过是得一个朋友他去大学。
And there's a lot of pressure in the university. There's less pressure in the college.
在大学里面很大压力的，在学院里面就比较轻松一点。
And then you ask them, okay, then why are you even considering university?
那你可以继续问说，那你何必又再想要读大学呢？
And then they say to you, well,I've heard good things about this program at university.
咁佢哋或者话系我知道喺大学里边咧，喺呢一个项目学科里边咧系有好好嘅。
Okay, my advice is don't just tell them what to do. Go with what they're already thinking and nudge them that way.
即系唔好咧，就系先下定论咧，佢哋要跟你点样做，你决定。
So for example,
但系要听佢哋。
For example, you say.But you're really good friends with the one going to university. It's really good. You guys are great friends. That's, you should, right?
你呢可以是从旁是鼓励怂恿他们或者提醒他们去大学那个一个朋友却是他们最好的朋友。
And then you say, I know university is hard, but I believe you can do it. And I'll be here to pray for you.
你甚至可以跟他说，我知道大学是很有压力很困难，但是我知道你一定得的，仔，我会为你祈祷。
And don't say anything more.
然后
No more.
再不要啰嗦。
If you do, if you say more, if you say, because university is better than college, and there is no future in college, don't do it. I don't want you to do it. If you say that, you will cancel out everything you just said. Cancel it out.They will only remember you telling them what to do. That's all they will remember.
So, if you 再加多几句就话，大学咧就好过嗰啲学院噶，学院又冇前途啊。咁佢哋以你之前嗰种嘅耐心同佢哋嘅分享，佢一啲都唔记得，佢净系记得系你监佢要去大学。
And you can use the same framework with older adults that are your children, like.Even regarding their choice of daycare and so on and so on and so on. Same kind of method, just stand back, ask questions, and then support the side that you agree with in a gentle way. That's what you do, like that, okay?
咁就算你嘅儿女已经好成长啦，甚至你有孙啦，咁你嘅儿女要决定个孙去边一个朝头早嗰个护理嗰度啦。咁你都唔好话你同佢做埋决定，只不过咧系你喺从旁话你会支持佢哋，甚至你知道边间好啲嘅，你都系鼓励啫。
There's a few more, but I'll only share one more for the sake of time. One more suggestion I have.
我只系同大家分享多一个嘅考虑。
Be available to give advice, but don't nag and offer advice without them asking you.
我哋喺側邊咧係可以做一啲嘅提議，但係千祈唔好啰嗦。
So here's what I mean. Here's what I mean. So you don't, if your child, your older child has a decision to make, don't just say, I think you should do this. This is better. Like, don't just offer it. Wait, just wait, just wait.
如果你嘅儿女系要做一啲嘅决定，就唔好即刻同佢哋决定埋，话我觉得你应该点样做，乃系咧系有信心嘅喺侧边嚟到忍耐等候。
Because they live with you, some of these younger teenagers, they will almost always share something about it. They will just talk out loud. They can't help, right? Unless they're really good at keeping thoughts in themselves. But they'll always tell you like that's what's going on.Right? But they're not trying to ask you for advice. They're just talking.
尤其是咧係年青嘅兒女，佢哋就同你一齊住啦。咁佢一定會將佢心裏嘅嘢咧係平日講出嚟嘅嚇。就但係佢哋唔其實唔係要你幫佢做決定。
In that moment, I know what Chinese parents are tempted to say. You want to say, "It's very simple. Just do that. Do this. This right here. This is way better. Here. This, 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 and this. Just do that." You're tempted to say that.
是做中国父母的很容易就是帮个小孩做埋决定，就说你跟着这样做实得的了。
But if you do that, all they will hear is, my mom or my dad want to control me, and they're nagging. That's all they're going to hear.
但是其实他的心里面呢，是一定会想他们，我的父母现在又想来控制我了，又想来管住我了。
And then they will no longer share about their life in front of you. They won't. They'll less and less. It'll be less and less. And then you will say, later on, you'll say, why don't you ever tell me anything about your life? Do you know why? It's because you've been nagging them, and they don't want to have that feeling anymore. That's why.
咁呢個年青人呢，就會越嚟越少同佢同父母分享佢嘅內心世界，你就越嚟越唔認識佢。咁你問佢點解你都唔同我講嘢噶？咁你其實呢，就因為你囉嗦。
Instead, here's my suggestion. You hear what they tell you, and you don't make any comment for a week. 1 week, 7 days.
你當你聽到佢哋內心世界一啲嘅困惑嘅時候呢，你等七日，等一個星期。
係咪好難啊？Seven is very hard, right? 7 days.
等七日.
Yes. I hear nodding from parents. It's very difficult. I know. That's why you need to pray to God. God, please help me to have patience and 忍耐, you know.
咁所以咧，你係覺得困難嘅時候咧，你同神講嚇，求神俾你忍耐嘅心.
But then during the 7 days, you ask God to help your child to have wisdom to decide.
在这七日里面，你的祷告是求神亲自给你的小孩是有那种的智慧。
And then 7 days later, you tell your child, not your advice, but you say, in passing, over dinner or lunch, or you're washing dishes, you say, oh, I've been praying for you about that.
那你七日之后呢，你就可以同很轻描淡写地跟你的小孩说，我是一直为你祈祷。
And then don't say anything more.
然后千祈唔好再讲嘢。
Don't just think you prayed for 7 days. Now it's time to offer advice. Don't think that. Do not do that. No.
千祈唔好因为你祈咗祷七日，就觉得你好有资格。而家咧系将一啲智慧亲自嚟到传授俾佢。系你千祈唔好出声。
You'll get your opportunity.
你有大把机会。
Here's how. Because when you do that, they feel safe to share with you.
因为你。唔講嘢，唔囉嗦，唔俾意見嘅時候，佢哋就會覺得喺好安全嘅感受之下嚟同你分享佢內心世界。
And then 2 to 3 weeks later, they might even come back to you and say, "Mom, Dad, here's what's going on." And then you go, "Finally, 4 weeks later."
或者兩三個禮拜之後，佢哋感覺到咁安全，能夠將佢嘅內心世界同你分享，咁你就會感謝神，因為終於佢哋。
My big idea is let your young adult child initiate when they invite you in. That's the point.
最重要的论点呢，就是让你个成长的青年孩子是邀请你进入他们的内心和他们的决定。
Okay. For us as a church, as we enter our 26th year, we still have a lot to work on.
对于我们的教会现在已经进入第26年了，我们还有很多事情是要去克服。
But God has helped us escape so many of the pitfalls of Chinese Canadian churches. But let us not slack, let us not coast, let us not be complacent.
神的恩典亦都帮助我们的教会呢，是脱离很多华人教会的那些陷阱，但我们一定不可以在这个时候就松弛，是自以为是。
Let us lean in on the Lord.
让我们倚靠着主。
Let us repent of our sins every day.
让我们每一日认罪悔改。
Let us strive every day to follow after the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit.
让我们每一日是跟随神，靠着圣灵的帮助。
Let us pursue love as leaders and as parents.
让我们成为教会的领袖，做父母的，都是去追随主的爱。
Let us strive for a close relationship with each other, especially between leaders and the church family, based on love and not duty and not programs.
是愿意我们能够保持这个的亲密的关系，是基于爱他们爱主，而不是一种的义务。
For parents, let us strive towards a close relationship with our children, even as they grow up.
让做父母的，就算我们的儿女已经全部成长了，我们之间都有一个很亲密的关系。
Let us humble ourselves to new ways of interacting with our children that is counterintuitive,but in a way that will allow our children to open up to us.
让我们很谦虚的跟我们的儿女有一个互动的交往，用一些新的方式，虽然是好像违反了我们的直觉，但是呢，我们这样做就令到我们的儿女向我们敞开。
Close relationship is God's way for discipleship.
亲密的关系是神的方法，令到我们有一个好的门徒训练。
We as leaders and parents are called to love them so that they want to obey God and by God's grace through what we have done.
我们作为领袖的，做父母的，是要爱他们，愿意带领他们去顺服神。又靠着神的恩典，我们继续努力。
May God grant our church and all of the families represented in our church to flourish and see more men and women, boys and girls, who love and obey Jesus for another 25 years and beyond.
是愿神令到我们的教会，我们教会中所有的家庭都能够发展蓬勃，更加看到因为我们爱神来奉献自己的弟兄姊妹，再过多将来的25年后，我们都仍然是信服耶稣基督。阿门。
Amen.